This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you want to know what makes an eyelid grow? Then everybody watch Dean Show, The Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host. You are watching The Dean Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Ibrahim, Sheikh Ibrahim Zidan. He has his own section at thedeanshow.com. You can go back to see who he is, his biography, and all the past shows that we've done with him. We're going to talk to him today about patience. Many of us need it. We lack it. Sometimes we forget that this is one of the elements that is so important in Islam, to be patient, patiently staying away from the evil, patiently be doing all the good that the Creator has told us to do. So we're going to get some more advice, some encouragement to be patient. We'll be right back here on The Dean Show.
Deen. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
Why I did that, maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Peace be with you.
You too.
Greeting of all the prophets, isn't it?
Right.
They all taught pure monotheism, isn't it?
Correct.
Is this a lie? We're telling the truth.
That's for sure.
The message has been the same since the beginning. Worship the Creator, not His creation.
Yes, mashallah.
I'm just learning. I'm a student. Tell me some more. Didn't all the messengers they taught, don't worship God's creation, a man or a woman, but worship the Creator of man and woman. Isn't this true?
It's true. And that's the first obligation on every human being. Every human being know by nature about the Creator of the heavens and the earth, because we see the favors of the Creator of the heavens and the earth around us. That's why people need the messengers for them to call them to worship the one that they believe in, the one that provides for them, the one that creates things for them. They need to turn to Him alone. And that's how simple it is, without the manipulation of other human beings. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that it's one God, but then more than one religion. It doesn't make sense. It's only one religion, the religion of submission to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. No difference between white or black, someone in the north or the south. We're all human beings from one, and that is Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, sent him on the face of earth to fulfill this purpose, this noble purpose, to be a worshiper, servant of the Creator of the heavens and earth.
That's simple. One God. Worship that God alone and not what He created. And He sent down a comprehensive message for us that we need to live by. The Quran, which is the verbatim word of God, and the example of the last and final message sent to mankind. So we don't have to be, you know, bumping into this and that, trying to figure things out, getting confused, lost. It's there. We just have to learn it and sit with people such as yourself who can teach us. And that's why we got you here. We want to talk about patience. God Almighty, He commands us in the Quran to do so many wonderful things, to strive for paradise. Death is approaching. We got to get ready. We got to prove by action, talk is cheap, that we love God because He loves us. He's given us so much. So now He's told us to implement certain things that if only the human being uses his mind, he'll see there's so much wisdom behind this. And you get a good feeling doing what God wants you to do. But now my question is, Sheikh, time is going. Sometimes when you look back, it seems like time passed by, went by quick. But when you're in the moment, some people, you know, just getting up in the morning is tough. It's like I've done it like 1,000 times by now, you know what I mean? You might get stale in it. We need some encouragement to be patient with the prayer, and then we'll go on from there.
To be patient with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to seek help from Him. And as I mentioned before, every human being, they seek some form of patience. If a person knows that if he wakes up in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning for a job that would pay him $1 million a month, I don't think anybody would say I would just sleep and I would go late or quit the day. Everybody would go.
They're on it, yeah.
They would spend the whole night being awake. They would have to go. Why? Because they know the certainty and the reality of the $1 million. But for the believers, when they receive the message from the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and when the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said in the authentic hadith, if people knows the reward in Isha prayer and in Fajr prayer, the early morning prayer, they would come to it even if they have to crawl. If we see the unseen and what is being prepared for the person, people would even have to crawl on their faces to get to the houses of Allah to establish the prayers. We don't need to see that with our own eyes. We already see that from the wahi, from the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We already see it. We said we bear witness. Bearing witness meaning that I saw with my own eyes that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Prophet Muhammad is the final messenger. If we bear witness such a way, that means we bear witness in anything that is being said. So we need to be patient to do that. And one statement, and I think I remember I mentioned that before, it's a beautiful statement that we need to always remember, that Ibn al-Qayyim, one of the scholars of the religion, he said, if we were ordered, if Muslims were ordered to push a mountain from its place, if this was the order of Allah, and of course this is not, but if this was the order from Allah, the Most High, to push a mountain from its place, if you put your trust in Allah, you'll push it.
SubhanAllah.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to be patient, to do the orders of Allah and to stay away from sins, put your trust in Allah that He would never let you down, you will be able to do it. It's in the nature of the human being.
Now people, they commit some hideous acts. People will murder people. We know that in Islam, you cannot hurt innocent women, children, or you know, murder is one of the things that now on the Day of Judgment, one of the first things a person will be accountable for, is it? So people, because of lack of patience, they might go kill somebody. Because of a lack of patience, they might go commit some kind of injustice towards somebody, oppress somebody. They might end up uttering curse words, profanity, getting divorced.
Right.
Talk to us about some practical examples maybe you've had. You probably get a lot of emails and people like, once they do it, now they realize they calm down and they're like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. But what can they do when you get in that fit of rage? What do you do to like, is it bad to feel the rage? Is that normal? Or then how do you control it? Take a deep breath, give us some examples so you don't commit bad things, hideous things, evil things, and then you're like, man, I wish I didn't do that.
Right.
It's too late.
It's a very important point because Allah the Most High, He mentioned in the Quran that when He mentioned about the characteristics of the believers, one of their characteristics, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger.
Suppress it.
Suppress it.
Don't let it out.
That's right. And that means that whoever does not get angry, he is like, and forgive me for the expression, like a donkey. As Imam al-Shafi'i, he said.
Yeah.
Right? We all get angry. This is in the nature of the human being.
So that's nothing bad. You shouldn't feel guilty about
it. If you don't see yourself getting angry, that means something wrong with you.
Okay.
So you have to get angry. But the point is how to deal with your anger.
Ah, that's the key question.
Do you lose it and you act according to your desire and your anger? Or you use your mind and you know that Allah wants something from you when you're angry. And that's why the steps of dealing with oneself when we're angry, it's there also in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw two men arguing with each other, to the extent of which one, his face became red and his veins became clear. That means he's angry. And when a person in that state, he does not know what he's doing.
Yeah.
The Prophet ﷺ said, I know something. If he said it, that will go away from him. And what is it? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan al-rajim, the cursed devil, because he is the one that blow into the person into that to make him that fierce fire with the anger. So we need to seek refuge, but we need not to say it with our tongue only. We need to sincerely say it with our own hearts, that we're turning to Allah because He is the only one that can help us in that state, not ourselves. We need to seek refuge in Him from the cursed shaitan. If a person is standing, is to sit down, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. If you're sitting down and angry, lay down. And that would show those who submit themselves to the Prophet, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who would choose to follow their desires. So these are practical steps, physical steps that nobody should say, I cannot do it. No, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can lay down and you can sit down and you can say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. But the real point is, it's not just the words, it's the whole lifestyle that we have. If a person is obedient to Allah, praying the five daily prayers, practicing the patience to fulfill the orders of Allah, practicing patience to be away from sins, I think the easiest part is that part that you're talking about. And one of the major issues, and maybe this is something that needs to be addressed in more details, that we get so many of the questions and the issues that people regret so much, it's not about killing or so necessarily, but about divorce. People divorce, a man divorces his wife because of the moment of anger. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us.
It goes back to patience, right?
It goes back to patience. And then he would regret. I didn't intend to divorce her. And they would divorce three times. And as we know, this is not a joke. If a person say the words of divorce three times on his wife, that's it. The marriage is over. They cannot go back together unless she get married to someone else with the intentions that this is an everlasting marriage. And then if it happened that they divorced, then they can go back together. So people would come and they were trying to find a way out to say, I was angry, I was this, I was that, so that they would, you know, cancel this divorce. A disaster. Why? Because people are not practicing this great act of worship, and that is sabr, patience. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said something is amazing. He said, we lived the best of our life when we were patient.
This was one of the companions of the last and final messenger. So right. The best times when we were patient.
When we were practicing it.
Let's cut out with that. We'll be right back with more here on the Deen Show.
He was born about 60 years ago in former Yugoslavia, today's Bosnia. After Second World War, can you imagine today you have one child killed too much?
It's important that we realize that Islam is a gift. So we believe that in the teachings of Jesus, what is left, there is truth in there. But the truth has been mixed up with paganism and with nature worship. And so Islam has given you a pure, straightforward way of approaching monotheism.
Back here on the Deen Show, we're talking about patience, the importance of patience. We lose it. It's okay to, you get like red in the face, but you gotta like, a lot of times they say let it out, scream, maybe throw something. We don't do that, do we?
We don't do that.
Okay, there are a lot of people, they take an exit. Life gets difficult with family, with friends, and we've had people run their car into a river, commit suicide. Someone jumps off the bridge, drinks Drano and dies, kills themselves. Does this go back to not having patience and committing something that is totally foreign to Islam? There's no exit way or committing yourself suicide. Right. This is not permitted?
Definitely, it's not permissible. Why? Because this life is a trust that Allah the Most High entrusted us with it. And it's a favor from the Most High subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when people have deficiencies in their iman, in their belief, in their certainty, in the rewards from the Creator of the heavens and the earth, then the deficiencies comes in place in all of their life. So when we talk about patience, when a person have deficiency in patience, it's because of the deficiency in the iman, in the belief. A sin might affect one's patience, that we don't see the relationship between one or the other. That's why we need to constantly turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth and be obedient to Him and ask Him for all our needs, and to be physically patient in fulfilling the orders of Allah. One of which is there is no exit to one's problems except from the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
So you can't go jump off a bridge?
You can't.
If you lose patience.
You have to witness the wisdom of Allah. Why this is happening to you? It happens from the most wise and the most merciful. This life is nothing and it will end anyway. When a person dies, person now in the grave, even if he was the most rich man on the face of earth, he would wish to come back on the face of earth and be in poverty and be in whatever calamities there is, because now he realized the importance of this life to use it for the sake of Allah. Mm-hmm. So a person should never be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants to lose his life, and this is against to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Instead, patience would bring joy, and that's why we have to submit. If a person submit himself and patiently fulfill the orders of Allah, and again we need to say, he would never fear the loss. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, amazing is the affairs of the believers. If something good happens to them, they are grateful to Allah. If something bad happens to them, they are patient. And they are seeking rewards in both ways. You are a slave. You are not free to do whatever you want. You are a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Creator of the heavens and earth. Something good happy, a person is happy. Something bad happens, he's patient and he's seeking rewards from his Creator.
We are, when they say monogamous, we are as those who have submitted to the one God, those who are truly monogamous. Meaning that we are the ones who don't go have girlfriends, we don't commit adultery, because we know, as the Creator has told us, to do things the right way, do it in marriage. And you see society, people go out and they say, they push this idea of one husband, one wife, but what happens is they got 15 different mistresses on the side. So right. We know how that goes, right. Presidents alike and politicians and all the other people. But now the question is arising, so just to kind of give an intro to the next question, the sister's asking, because we know that, look, if there's an avenue there. If a gentleman, a Muslim, you know, he's got to, as they say, if you want to drink the milk, you got to buy the cow. You know, there's no test driving here. So the sister's saying, she said, how can I be patient? You know what I mean? With the co-wife. He went and got a second wife, and now she's asking some advice. Is there a great reward on this for the sister who's patient in this circumstance?
For the sisters that are in that state, we need to witness also the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to separate the feelings from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that looks into more than just personal feelings. There are so much benefits behind the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, benefits for societies. And again, in Islam, it's not permissible to commit adultery. It's not permissible to commit these sins. So if there are women, they have to get married for them to fulfill their desires, and the same thing for men. So what happens if there are more women than men? And this is from the reality of the matters. Or even, as you said, a person, you know, wanting to get married to another or second and so on, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits out of the reality of the human beings. So the point is, everybody, all of us on the face of earth, we have some forms of tests and trials in our life. Some people lose their legs, some people lose their eyes, some people they die, some people, things like this. And one of which, for a wife to have a co-wife. This is one of the trials in life. If this is the only thing from the husband, the feeling of jealousy in the heart of the first wife or the second wife, that means he's successfully being just between both of them or being more. Mm-hmm. If this is the only thing. Why? Yeah. Because the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to be just. And if a person is not just, he will come on the day of judgment with one shoulder higher than the other because he was not just with his wives. It's a responsibility. It's not just about fulfilling the desires. It's another whole of establishing a home structure with the responsibility, with children, taking care of them. It's an act of worship that we have to be aware of. So for the sister, if this happens to her, some sisters, they would just want a divorce. They need to be patient. Mm-hmm. And the brother also need to be patiently dealing with his wives. And if she gets angry with him, he should not say, this is the order of Allah, you are undermining the order of Allah. No, he need to be patient with her. And he need to be kind with her because this is a natural thing in the human being. And for her to be patient and knowing that this is the order of Allah, there's definitely a wisdom behind it. Otherwise, the second wife won't agree to be a second wife. Mm-hmm. So there's a wisdom behind it because it's from the Most High, the Most Merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by practicing this type of patience, and whenever the pain in the heart comes in place, if she seeks the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regarding to that pain, it will change to be something better definitely. And the rewards are unlimited, as we heard, when it comes to matters of the hereafter. But as long as nobody would abuse one another and use tricks and manipulation to fulfill one's desires and not to fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So for this particular case, before we go on, this is one of the greatest rewards, as was holding this jealousy in this situation for the woman?
Definitely, and at the same time, it will have to appear. This is in her nature.
Yeah.
So it's the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the husband to be patient. If she shows the signs of the jealousy, then he has to be patiently respecting that.
Yeah.
And not to say, how can he do that, and not understanding the nature of his wife. This is against what the Prophet ﷺ himself did, and the wives of the Prophet ﷺ themselves. They would show this jealousy.
But if
the
Prophet was patient. But if they say, now look, you know, we're not them, that you'll hear an excuse and they say, well, we're not like them. They were at a different level. What do you guys say?
This is never an excuse because it's the same thing when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. That indeed in the Prophet ﷺ, you have the best example. So if a person would say, I'm not like the Prophet ﷺ, of course we're not like the Prophet ﷺ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to imitate him in everything of his affairs, in his speech, in his actions, in everything that he did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet ﷺ married to his wives for the Muslim women in our ummah to imitate them. Because they were the best women ever brought to mankind. So it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to follow their way with goodness. And if we are patiently wanting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm saying that and there is no doubt about it, truthfully, whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace it by something better. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ said.
So having a healthy argument, the woman gets jealous, you said that, you know, don't get upset about it, but is there perimeters where you don't go out of bounds, saying things, curse words, cursing the individual, you know, doing things that are unhealthy, unproductive? So you can have an argument, but is there some perimeters we don't go out like foul lines?
Right, it's in both sides. When people get into arguments and the shaitan comes in between, he wants to make one side hurt the other one so much with words. Words hurt sometimes more than physical hurt.
Definitely, yeah.
So the husband, for example, would say a word to hurt his wife, you know, with the word, and then she would respond with something else, and then it goes on till We know that what happens, and sometimes divorce happens, or hitting, physically hitting, and all of that is not permissible whatsoever.
Not acceptable.
Saying a bad word, saying or hitting physically, this is not permissible. This is a major sin. And for divorce to occur just out of anger or things of that nature, this is all the works of shaitan.
Yeah.
So knowing this is one thing, to have the knowledge that this is something that is meant for us by the shaitan to do. So, and he's our enemy, so we stay away from that. And to seek the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the wife should be patiently suppressing her jealousy and turning to Allah. We're not saying suppressing it and then cause herself to be sick. No, we have the best way to complain and to increase our iman by turning to the Creator of the heavens and the earth and asking Him sincerely to reward and to give patience and to make the person pleased and so on. And if she slips away, it is her right, this is a very important point, it is her right if she slips away that her husband is patiently treating her with patience, because he's in charge. So if she is saying things and hurting him with words and screaming and things like that, he can remind her of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala patiently. Sometimes people would start doing this, but then once she attack him personally, then he forgets all about the different mannerism and patience, and then he attacks her also, which is all wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that among your wives and your children, you might have them as enemies to you if they order you to commit sins and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about what to do with them, He said, وَإِن تَعْفُ وَتَصْفَحُ وَتَغْفِرُ. If you pardon, if you forgive, then this is better for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiver.
Let's take a break and be right back with more on the Deen Show.
No problem. You can take my daughter to dinner, you and my daughter and me. Let me tell you something. It's natural. That's the idea. God created it, and He created us to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We should have a good time. Only with our wives, though.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, and most of the converts are women, not men. They see that the rules of Islam, instead of constraining them, the rules set them free.
The one who protects us from hunger. I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Deen Show, and we're discussing patience. So we just asked the question about the co-wife, and this is a big test, but is it true that Allah, the Creator, He won't put a burden on someone that you can't bear? There's nothing or ever a test that you can't handle?
That's correct. And this is something that at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that and accepted that from the companions of radiallahu anhum and the Ummah and the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there is no order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is over the capacity of the human being. We have to endure patience, and patience, a person would say, has limits to it. And according to the orders of Allah, nothing of the orders of Allah that is over the limits of the human beings. And again, things are looked at into the bigger picture than just our personal desire and benefits. We have to look into the benefit of the whole ummah and the community of the Muslims and be patiently doing things. And
yeah,
that's why being generous sometimes, you have to be generous with your time. You have to give your time. You want to sleep, you want to relax, but you know that there's a duty out there that you need to help human beings, you need to help the Muslims and so on. So you give that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So the same thing, a person or a wife has her husband, she can be generous with that regard for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, we need to do that humbly according to the orders of Allah. Not just a matter of desire and that's it. It's a matter of establishing the religion of Islam with its perfect way of life.
So does it help having your heart always attached to the bigger scheme of things, Jannah, paradise, and trying to not just focus on yourself, focus on helping and getting, like you said, generosity, and not just focusing on, you know, like you're going to be in this world forever. You know, you can die tomorrow and paradise is there. So, you know, this will help kind of like, if you're losing your mind for a moment, you feel like, oh my God, I can't take it. Oh my, and your head's spinning, you got to pop some Xanax or something. No, you can take it, just relax.
Right.
Think about the bigger scheme of things.
And change your whole entire life.
Yeah.
You cannot be patient in one thing And then other things, you're not being patient.
Great example. Okay, so you have the patience for something else. Right. You can have the patience for
you them. Seek the patience in all of your affairs if you're really practicing patience at all levels.
Yeah.
If we change our whole entire life to be true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when I said sins affects our ability to be patient. If we're not patiently away from certain sins, that means we'll have deficiencies in other levels of patience when we need it so much. So we have to adopt the whole religion of Islam. And another thing for the brothers also, we need to understand that when the iman is not in the proper level, don't expect sacrifices. So we need to build our homes based on the iman and the faith and increasing it.
That's the foundation.
That's the foundation. If there are sins in the home, if there are sins committed by the brother or by the wife or in the household, then don't expect that in that one particular issue, you want your wife to be a super wife and to be of that seeking all the rewards when you're not seeking the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being patiently obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs.
You gotta holistically implement this.
It has to be taken, all of it.
All of it.
And we need to change our life to be all according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us and not to pick and choose with regarding to what makes us feel good or our desires.
Not a buffet now.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't just take right. what's good for you and convenient and then right. other things, I'll leave that alone. Right.
That's why patience is bitter. That means it doesn't feel good in the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it, basically. But you're doing it because you have a mind and you read in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you get to know that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. So you're a human being, you decide for yourself, this is what is good for me, I'm going to do it. And then you go through the struggle and then it becomes your norm. But it doesn't happen overnight. And that's why the bitterness of patience, we have to taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And we seek the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're not doing that for our own desires. We're doing that for the sake of the creator of the heavens and the earth alone.
Last question and closing comments because this is a vast topic, so much to cover, so little time. Patience with the kids, patience with your husband, patience with your wife. Sometimes the husband or wife nagging about this. 1,000 things to do, you can't get to everything, just leave me alone. And so many things going on in the world, and you're going here and there. Closing comments and suggestions for these other practical situations.
All of these situations, the way to do it the right way is that we need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our religion, there is etiquettes for everything. The Prophet ﷺ, when he said, خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, the best among you are the best to his family, and I'm the best to my family. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to learn what are the etiquettes of relationships together. The real mannerism of the person shows to those who are closest to him. That's why for my mannerism, you don't know the real mannerism that I have. My wife knows it very well. And the same thing for everybody. So that's why we need to, this is the field of patience. That if we work on ourselves and in our homes to be the most perfect human beings in mannerism and patience and everything, then you don't have to worry too much about what you do outside the house. Because this is the real challenge when a person living with people closely. But how to do that? We need to learn the sunnah, the way of the Prophet ﷺ. In relating to marriage, children, how to raise them, how to talk to them, how to punish. All of that is in our religion. You don't have to go get a PhD in some form of a college so that you can learn how to deal with your children. We know that in our religion, this is the perfectness and the comprehensive nature of the religion of Islam. To deal with the neighbor, to deal with ourselves, to deal with the strangers, to deal with the enemies. Everything of that, we have it in the religion of Islam. We need to have the knowledge of that first. This knowledge is not to be known by opinions, by environments, what makes sense. It comes from the pure Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The way it was practiced at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and the early generations of Islam. And then we need to have the patience to apply it. Apply it when you don't see the benefit of it. And that's what patience is. If you see the benefit of it, then what's religion in that? You have to do it because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. So you do it even if you don't see the benefit of it. Like the mother of Musa, when she threw her son, Musa, in the river.
Moses.
Yeah. Did she know the benefit of it? No, she was just submitting to the orders of Allah. The same thing. Unless we submit ourselves in such a way, then the outcome definitely will be good. But we need to have that submission to the creator of the heavens and earth.
Thank you. Once again, may God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah reward you for being with us.
Jazakallah.
Thank you. Well, yeah. And another episode of the Deen Show. We hope that you got to benefit. What led us to submit ourselves entirely to the one God is everything that is needed for a human being to know that this is indeed from the creator of the heavens and the earth is in the verbatim word of God, the Quran. It's there. It's there. All you have to do is want it. The treasure is there. You got the treasure map. Now you got to follow it. You got to live it, learn it, and come back here every week to the Dean Show where we talk to qualified people who can teach us, because we need teachers in every field. And this is the most important thing that we need to learn and then implement and live so we can be successful, not only in this life, but also in the hereafter, because we want to get to paradise, because this life is short. You can die at any time. So we hope sincerely that you make dua for us and you continue striving with patience to do good in this life and in the hereafter. And we'll see you next time here on the Dean Show. Until then, peace be unto you.
He created the universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the owner of mercy. He sent his messengers to warn his creatures of the grave dangers of worshiping other than Allah. There is none greater.